This is your welcoming ceremony into the best worst club. It's the club that none of us want to be a part of, with the best kind of people. We are the 1 in 10, doing our very best at living with endometriosis. Think of this podcast as your space to be understood, uplifted, and plugged into the thriving endo community. This disease is a beast to live with. It's one that crosses into taboo territory, and the road to management is peppered with obstacles. Tune in weekly to be equipped with research-based information and tangible tools to navigate the medical system as a fierce self-advocate. To be moved by other warriors' raw and real stories while contributing to spreading awareness of our realities. And to glean helpful life hacks and coping skills from perspectives of people who truly get it. I'm your host and fellow endo warrior, Mariah Battaglia, better known as the Endo Doula on IG. And while I hate that you're part of the club, I hope you'll stay. Make sure to follow the show so you don't miss any of the latest episodes and upcoming guests. Have you heard the news? Oh my gosh, the sneak peek for the first annual Best Worst Club Endocation Retreat is out. If you head over to the website right now, bestworstclub.com/retreat, you can check out all the details. Okay, maybe not all the details because they aren't all out yet. It is a sneak peek, but you are still gonna wanna check it out. You can also join the early bird list, and I highly recommend that you do this because the retreat has a potential to sell out before it is even open to the rest of the community. The early bird list gets access first, and let me tell you, they are pretty excited about this retreat. So there's a good possibility that it could sell out. Make sure you get your name on it. Head over to bestworstclub.com/retreat and add your name to the list today. I am so excited that this is happening. Like I said, not all the details are released yet, but you can find out what is and get on the list to make sure you get the next details first. I cannot wait to meet you in real life. We are solo today. It is just me, myself, and I. If you've been following me on Instagram, which you totally should because we have lots of community conversations there, I poll the community a lot to ask for input on what I should share on the podcast or the blog. So you should definitely follow me on there at EndoDoula if you don't already. But this podcast episode is inspired by some conversations that I have been having on Instagram. And honestly, I'm really kind of sad that I have to have this episode. In a perfect world, I would not have to come on here. This wouldn't be an issue that I feel like needs to be addressed, but also in a perfect world, Best Worst Club wouldn't exist really because we wouldn't all be suffering from endometriosis. There would be treatments and cures and things that we could do so that we weren't stuck in this debilitating, god-awful roller coaster that is endometriosis life. But also that thought makes me really sad. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would sign any of us up to exit off of this pain roller coaster in a heartbeat, but I would not trade Best Worst Club and the community that we are building for anything. It really is such a lifeline to me. And I know that things like that and terminology like life-changing and, you know, these big kind of like grandiose statements get overused a lot, especially on social media and in that kind of realm. But it really, like, I really can't say it enough or put enough emphasis on what the endo community has given back to me, what I feel like I get from giving to it. And it's just something that I feel like
because of those things, because I care so much about our community, because it is such a lifeline for me, and because I want to continue contributing to the space, I feel like it's almost like my, like, obligation to have this conversation. So I just want to talk a little bit about, let's say, boundaries, respect, kind of like the temperature of the Indo community, let's say, and kind of the climate of Indo warriors and excision specialists and quote unquote endometriosis experts. So I know I'm not the only one that has seen this. I personally have not really dealt with it a whole lot myself, but I've had quite a few conversations with other people, with other Indo warriors who have dealt with this personally, who have felt ostracized by our community, who have come to the online space in hopes of sharing their story, sharing the information that they have learned, sharing their journey in hopes to help other people, and being met with criticism or judgment or harshness. And so I'm not going to obviously bring up any specific names or any specific instances, but to paint a clearer picture of what it is that I'm talking about, there can be this, because we are all so passionate about endometriosis and how we are treated and how endometriosis is understood and misunderstood and how it's represented, we are all so emotionally charged and so directly tied into those things that it can become a hotbed, especially behind screens and behind keyboards that tend to give people maybe a false sense of importance or ego or just like an extra layer of protection that they forget the person that they are talking to on the other side of that screen is a human being with feelings and with a story and with a journey that we don't know much about. Like, social media gives us these pseudo relationships where we feel very connected to each other and we feel like we know each other on like a super intimate level because, you know, I'm taking you along with me on my day, or you're showing me, you know, parts of your day, and we're sharing things about our health journeys and our bodies and our depression and anxiety and like these things that are very vulnerable and very personal, and we can talk to each other on such real levels and about such raw things that we're going through, that it just really hurts my heart that there can be another side of that that isn't met with compassion and is instead met with criticism and judgment and wanting to correct things. And again, I understand that that comes from this place of passion and being fired up and going through so many years of being gaslit and having to fight so much for, you know, against the medical community who believes so many wrong things about endometriosis and doesn't treat it in the way that it should be, that we can bring all of that energy and kind of that trauma and that back history into the endo community and kind of like spill it onto each other. And that is where I just want to address that. I want to remind us all that none of us, for one thing, us as patients, us as endo advocates, are not medical experts. We are speaking from our lived experiences, and endometriosis is a very individualized disease, and disease and the fact of like the way that it happens in your body, the way that your symptoms present, but also in the way of the treatments, quote unquote, because let's be real, what there's like, I don't even like to use that word in the current environment because it's like, what treatments? Like, what are they even? But anyway, that is also very individualized and personalized, and it depends on what the warrior wants for their life is going to depend on what treatment option or style or route is best for them. And while we want to raise awareness and get the word out about expert excision and make sure that warriors know that not all excision surgeries are done to the same level, that ablation is dangerous, that there are side effects with Orlissa or birth control, and that we want everyone to have informed consent, we also have to be careful and remember that we cannot make those judgment calls or make those decisions for another warrior. And while, like, we want to stop anyone from having a, you know, botched job or just going into a treatment or a surgery or some kind of medical procedure, thinking that they're having one thing done, that they're going to experience one set of relief or, you know, a certain outcome, and that they're being misled. Oh my gosh, sorry. I had to take a brief pause because I was choking and my fur baby, Blue Bear, was snoring. Anywho, so back to what I was saying. Wanting people to avoid harmful treatments or treatments that they are being led to believe are one thing but aren't actually what they're being led to believe is understandable. Like, I get where that comes from. I'm not saying that that part needs to change. Obviously, there are so many things that we learn from each other and from talking to each other and sharing our experiences. And one of the things that I like to say about endometriosis is that there is such a huge learning curve with it that, like, I honestly believe that we know less about endometriosis than what we do know. It's like so much of what the medical system has believed for so long, we are just now finding out is wrong, or there is some traction being gained in the medical community that things like Samson theory, retrograde menstruation, is not the cause of endometriosis. But that hasn't even like fully infiltrated the medical system. Like, there, obviously, we see it all the time. I mean, I know that I could go to a gynecologist in my town tomorrow and they would dismiss endometriosis as if it was just a bad period and nothing else, that the symptoms that I'm having, you know, with nausea and vomiting and diarrhea and painful sex and leg spasms and back pain, like, no, those things don't have to do with endometriosis. That's what a gynecologist would tell me, right? So the point that I'm trying to make in this is that the fact that we are fighting the medical system and doctors who have gone to medical school, and we're having to stand up to them and fight this misinformation, I think that we can get it twisted a little bit, that when we see that same misinformation online from somebody who has endometriosis, it's a trigger. It's harmful, for one thing. Like, we do have to acknowledge that. The spread of misinformation is harmful. It is better to speak from your personal experience that you can speak on, and only you can speak on that, than it is to share facts or statistics that you aren't entirely sure of. And I speak to that issue having been in this space now for a few years and the kind of endo warrior that I, or endo advocate that I was 3 years ago, even just 2 years ago, is not the endo advocate that I am today. And that is a huge part in, that is partially because of the learning curve that comes with endometriosis. It is really hard to go through the physical change of being a seemingly healthy person to now having endometriosis take over your life and trying to navigate that both physically and mentally, just like in your body, like day to day with the symptoms. And then on top of trying to navigate the medical system and advocate for yourself, there is so much of like a process there and a learning curve there and things that happen in that space that you are not going to know all the facts of endometriosis, that you are not necessarily going to know about Nancy's Nook or that this endosurgeon over here that does this kind of surgery and agrees with this kind of theory isn't actually the best choice, isn't actually the most solid medical evidentiary choice. Like not just like a philosophical choice, but like is not black and white on paper necessarily the best choice to handle endometriosis. Like there are black and white issues like this. A general gynecologist does not know how to handle endometriosis the way that an expert excision surgeon does who deals with endometriosis patients every single day. That's not up for debate. What I am here to say, or what I am trying to say, is that we, as the warriors, as the ones that are going through this and just trying to keep our head above water, do not need to be shitted on or to be told that we are wrong or to be ostracized or to feel like we don't belong in the community because we possibly have made a choice to do something that the endo community sees as bad or wrong or harmful. Like, we all can only do the best with what we have financially, what we know, like education-wise, what we know about endometriosis, based on our choices for our future and our bodies and what our plans are for our lives. There are so many nuances and variabilities that go into an endo warrior's life and then making decisions on quote unquote treatments or doctors or medicines that we on the other side of the screen, there's just no way for us to know. And so while I'm not saying to not correct misinformation, what I am saying is that bullying has absolutely no place in our community. And it hurts my heart so much that people have felt that way, that people have felt that they have been backed into a corner, that I talked to an endo warrior last week who told me she was thinking of leaving Instagram, of deleting her endo account because she felt like every time she posted, she was getting some kind of negativity, some kind of correction that wasn't done politely. Like there is a way to go about helping someone learn and helping someone find factual information about endometriosis and seeing what the misinformation is that they're spreading without tearing them down, without making them feel like they've done something wrong, without gaslighting them like the medical community has already done for years prior. We need, especially in the endo community, because this life is so hard and it gets so dark so often, that we really, really, really need to come at each other with compassion and understanding that we don't know much about this disease, that we are like like playing catch up times 10, that not only do we not know much about this disease, but what is generally accepted about this disease is wrong. So let's not pit each other against each other. Let's not make camps inside the endo community of I'm for this surgeon and I'm for this surgeon and I'm for this medication and I'm for whatever it is. There are, I think that someone I talked to last week also said that we all have different skills in life, that we are all good at different things, that we all bring something unique to the table. And that is so true for the endo community. There are people that are fierce endo advocates that understand medical terminology and biology and like the chemistry of medicines and all that kind of stuff in ways that I will never. So I'm not going to try to be that endo advocate. My wheelhouse, where I feel comfortable is in the emotions of it, is in the tangible tips of like, help me get through my day, help me get through my week, help me figure out how I'm supposed to go to the grocery store and cook dinner and shower whenever I have negative 3 spoons left. That's my wheelhouse. That's where I feel comfortable in. I feel comfortable sitting in the conversations that are heavy, that are dark, that other people might run from and be like, whoa, that is too much. I feel comfortable there. I can hold space for those emotions and those feelings and unpacking all of those things that come along with that. Whereas somebody else might not feel comfortable with that. And that's okay. All of those things are needed. There's a big, beautiful community here that we can all give our 2 cents to, that we can all make a better, stronger community. And we need to accept each other in that. We need to meet each other where they are. We need to remember that not everyone is in the same place in their endo journey. And if you have been like post-diagnosis for many years, you are not in the same spot as somebody who is just now finding out what endometriosis even is. And I think that it is so vitally important that we remember that, and that we remember how heavy and overwhelming, especially the beginning of the endometriosis journey, is when you're still just trying to find a diagnosis or a doctor to believe you. And you are literally so desperate that you would try anything. I remember saying things like, if someone told me to eat bark and that it would cure me, I would do it. Like, I would do it right. I would eat bark for the rest of my life if they told me it would cure me. And like, so we have to remember that too, that as patients, as human beings, as endo warriors, we get to these places that we are broken down and vulnerable. And if a doctor is saying, hey, I can do this surgery, it's called ablation, and it is your best bet at getting out of having some kind of pain relief, and you don't know any better, and you've never heard of Nancy's Nook, or you're not plugged into the endo community, or maybe you are plugged into the endo community, but you can't afford excision surgery, and you choose to have ablation, you are not wrong, and you should not be punished or pushed to the side or have your journey downplayed in any kind of way because you chose something that you didn't know any better to choose or that you thought at the time was right for you. I can't make that decision for you. And who am I to say if it did give you some relief, even if it gave you 3 months relief, like I cannot take that away from you. And so I just want to remind the community of that. I don't want to have conversations with endo warriors who are thinking about leaving the community. That literally breaks my heart. Again, like I said, going back and just thinking of everything that this community has provided for me, just honestly, 2 years ago, before Best Worst Club was a thing, and I was lost. I didn't know what my purpose was. I was sharing on Instagram, sharing about my endometriosis journey and starting to build a little bit of a following and having some warriors in my inboxes and having some conversations and just feeling the little bit of relief that that gave me. This sense of I have someone to go to that gets it, that I can say, you know, just a couple of words about how hard this is, and I don't have to explain it all to them. They just get it. They just understand. That gave me so much hope and like a spark back in my life, and it made me start dreaming again, and eventually led me to create Best Worst Club, which I wish I could better put into words what this does for me. I was just in a seriously awful flare for the last at least week. I had like a week of reprieve and then it came back again. So it was really more like 2 weeks and it was just awful. And I remember that before Best Worst Club, I would sit in that awfulness for so long. And even once I came out of the flare physically, it was so hard to come out of the flare mentally because I just knew there was another one around the corner and nobody understood. And even those closest to me that tried to understand, like, they just can't. If you don't live with this, you just can't fully understand. You can sympathize and you can try to, but there's just it's different whenever you know that someone gets it, that they truly get it. They know those feelings. They know those thoughts. They know those dark places. They've been there. And there's just such a peace and a safety in that. And that has carried me through so much of this. I was so eager to come out of this flare because I wanted to get back to this. I wanted to get back to Best Worst Club, to podcasting, to creating content, to blogging, to planning the retreat. And before Best Worst Club, I didn't have that. I wondered how much longer until the next flare and what kind of life is this? And while I'm not saying Best Worst Club has like erased all of that, because it hasn't, and that would be, you know, just kind of ridiculous and far-fetched to say and not the truth. I still have those days and those dark moments, and I still cry and grieve and wonder what kind of life this is. And it's the best worst life. It really is. And so to think that people aren't having the same kind of experience in the community really upsets me. And I want to make sure that we are all doing our part to correct that. Endometriosis is listed as one of the top 20 most painful conditions a person can have. However, statistically, it's not the pain that is noted as the most difficult to live with. It's the lack of emotional support and understanding, the lack of empathy, the lack of resources for our needs, the lack of understanding for our needs. And that's where I feel like Best Worst Club thrives, and we are really that in action. And so I just want to make this episode today to say, to just like remind each other of that, and to remind each other that truth doesn't have to be hurtful. It doesn't have to be harsh or brass. Brass? Is that the right? Brass? Why do I do this? I sometimes use sayings that I like am not fully positive of, and then you hear me contemplate it for the next 5 seconds after I just stated it. So, just to remind you that, what's that? Okay, here's another one. What's that other saying that's like, you can catch more flies with honey than you can vinegar? And especially whenever you're dealing with another endo warrior, like, it's one thing if you want to throw the book at a doctor, at someone who has been through medical school and is in a place of medical authority, and they are spewing misinformation, like, by all means, send them over every single link that you can think of. And while, you know, still there isn't a need to be rude, you can obviously be a lot more direct with someone in that kind of position than I think you should be with a fellow Indo warrior, a fellow community member, someone that is like you. Like, I just want you to remember that part. And I also want you to remember, like, if you wouldn't say it to somebody's face in real life, you probably shouldn't say it behind a keyboard either. Because at the end of the day, behind every Instagram account is a real person with real feelings and a real life. And you cannot know everything that they're going through. So yes, it is okay that you want to share correct information, but do so out of compassion and kindness and empathy. And also remember that they may not be open to hearing that. That was something that was really hard for me to understand. Like, I just wanted to give everyone the quote unquote right information, the correct, like the actual evidence-backed correct information. But we all have our own journeys to walk with endometriosis. And sometimes you're just not in a place to hear it. And you have to, and people have to be, I guess they don't have to be, but ideally other endo warriors are mindful of that and can say, hey, I know maybe you're not open for this conversation right now, but whenever you are, I'm here for you. We can talk more about it. I have some great resources that I would love to share with you. Yeah, so just a reminder of, like, endometriosis is hard enough to deal with. We don't need to make it harder on each other. And if you are one of what I hope to be the few that have experienced bullying in the endo community and you need someone to talk to, please, my DMs are always open. If you are avoiding Instagram or social media for any reason or just don't feel comfortable messaging me on there, you can do so at the show's email. You could do so anonymously through the show's email, which is bestworstclub@yahoo.com. And I will also have that listed in today's show notes. And I will have some other resources in there about online bullying and where you can plug into the endo community in a safe place, which is definitely Best Worst Club. You are safe here. And if you ever experience something like that inside of our community, please 1000% let me know, because I will be quick to nip that in the bud. So while today's episode wasn't exactly cheerful or fun, which I guess not many of them are, right? Oh gosh. I do hope that I somehow put a smile on your face or gave you something tangible to take away. And most of all, just made you feel seen and understood, and to let you know that you have a place here. Best Worst Club's doors are always opened. A diagnosis is not a prerequisite to our community. Wherever you are on your endo journey, we will meet you there. So until next week, Best Worst Club, I will see you then. I guess I will talk to you then.
Thank you for tuning in to the Best Worst Club podcast. If you could do us the biggest favor and help us reach more endo warriors, please leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you are listening. And take a selfie of you listening or a screenshot and share it on Instagram. I hope you'll join us next week, endo warrior.